Welcome back. Well, the seventh edition of the Joburg Indaba, which brings together mining and resource companies, investors, labor and government to discuss critical industry issues, drew to a close today. Roger Baxter, CEO of the Minerals Council South Africa session, focused on the impact of the economy on mining. And he joins us now from the Indaba with more detail. Thanks so much, Roger, for joining us this evening. So looking at comments that have emerged from the various CEOs at this year's Joburg Indaba on simple changes that will help restore confidence in the sector. Again, resolving regulatory issues seems to be the big one. Where do things stand as far as the DMR's appeal against the court ruling on once empowered, always empowered is concerned?
Alicia, yes. So that appeal is going ahead, but it's all part of the process about creating regulatory and policy certainty for the sector, and this is one of those outstanding issues that will be resolved through the court processes. The minister was here today. He did give some good input on the fact that we, and as we also talked about yesterday in the Investment and Economics Committee, that we are making progress as a country. We're up five places in the Fraser Institute rankings in terms of our investment attractiveness. We're now sitting at position 43, which is out of 83 jurisdictions. Still bottom half, but the direction is right. And I guess what's important about this is that, direction right and outstanding issues like, for example, this continuing consequences issue is really important for the mining sector and for the country to be able to attract investment.
But overall, when it comes to that relationship between business and government, for one, that shift in dynamic that we saw emerge on the announcement of the new minister proving to be a sustainable one, Roger.
Absolutely. Listen, I mean, make no mistake, Minister Mantashe is a man who's really committed to the mining sector. We've had a number of very open, very frank others might call it candid discussions on the specific issues affecting mining, but the dialogue that's taking place is about how we take the sector forward, how we resolve the energy constraints, the infrastructure constraints, how we work together as Team South Africa on a number of the different issues that have been hurting the industry and hurting our ability to attract investment. And certainly we're making progress, and compared to 3 years ago under former Minister Zwane, it's kind of like chalk and cheese. And the negotiation and engagement that's taking place is really driving a positive agenda to get South Africa's mining sector back on track. Mining remains a critical component of our economy.
Of course, with the focus, as you've stressed there, on the how, and we still need to see implementation of this filtered through. So with that being the case, to what extent are we still seeing investment curtailed, and are investors for the most part still sitting on their hands?
So, Alicia, I think obviously South Africa, the South African mining industry, from an equity investment perspective, we've seen quite a good performance from the sector over the course of the last 18 months in terms of equity prices, and that's shareholders coming back into the equation and reinvesting in mining and commodity stocks in South Africa. But what's been important about our discussions with government and the way that we engage has been to set a more positive framework. These are the issues that we need to resolve, whether it's policy or regulatory uncertainty that needs to be resolved. So the MPRD amendment bill was obviously shelved last year. A much better, more workable mining charter emerged last year. There's still outstanding issues that we're still engaging on. We've been discussing how to resolve constraints on the energy front, on the rail transport front. And we've also had a series of very detailed discussions with government, with the minister specifically, in each of the commodity leadership forums, platinum, gold, diamonds, iron ore, etc., on specific plans per commodity about how we get those commodities back on track. So I think the framework of discussion has been positive. And I must say, even today and yesterday, there is a better frame of mind from the investor community, etc. Although let's face the reality that in the last couple of years, we have seen a shift of investors looking a lot more at the ESG issues. And I think South Africa's got a good story to tell in that area.
Of course, there are a host of issues and challenges simultaneously at play, Roger, and are all looking to be tackled at the same time too. One of the suggestions that came through from Chris Griffith was that exploration companies and junior mining firms be exempt with, for example, compliance with the charter because it's overly onerous for small miners. How much, if we have to hone in on a specific like that, how much could something like that actually shift the needle?
So, Alicia, let's just look at the numbers. I mean, South Africa last year accounted for 1% of global exploration expenditure. Of that 1%, only 10% was greenfields expenditure. And we, as the Minerals Council, believe that we should be spending as a country at least 5% of global total exploration expenditure should be taking place in South Africa. So we're way below our potential. And there's a whole bunch of reasons for that. So there are stumbling blocks. One of them historically was the requirement around putting BE ownership on the exploration side of the game. The charter that came out last year did remove the ownership requirement from prospecting, but there's a whole bunch of other things that we need to do, building on Chris Griffith's point, which is, you know, we need to get a number of other issues in place to have a much more aggressive strategy as a country to, you know, to attract venture capital exploration. We've had a discussion with government on the issue, with the minister. We've had a brief discussion with the Council for Geoscience. We've set up our own committee to within the Minerals Council Leadership Forum to look at exploration and develop our own plan, draft plan to go back to government with. So we started to make some progress, and I would suggest that by the time of the mining Indaba next year, which is February, the Cape Town Indaba, we'll probably have a strategy in place, or government would have finalized the strategy to really see how we can pick the exploration game. Our exploration key, that's the pipeline that supplies new projects into the industry, and that's something which has been a bit lacking in the last couple of years.
Roger, your talk delivered at the Joburg Indaba centered around the impact of the economy on mining. So outside of South Africa's regulatory uncertainty, just how much risk are you pricing into this entire equation, given all the concerns that are raging about a slowdown in global growth overall, and of course, South African economic growth getting caught up in that?
Well, I think let's just face the reality. I mean, South Africa itself has slipped down the rankings of the World Economic Forum survey rankings, down the ease of doing business rankings in terms of the World Bank analysis that comes out every year. But if you look at the mining sector, it's one of the few sectors that's been going up the rankings. So in other words, mining is one of the few sectors where we are seeing the establishment of more policy certainty. We are dealing with a number of the constraints. We've been having the discussions about the impact of electricity prices and supply on the sector. And we've been involved with government as partners to the problem in terms of resolving some of the coal supply related issues and in providing technical expertise. So, you know, I think there still are risks being priced in about South Africa, about the lack of progress to be made on certain areas. So, for example, you know, what is the plan around the restructuring of the electricity supply industry? What are the real issues around the implementation of the carbon tax and all the offsets that should be provided, which government haven't published yet? We are looking at some quite big impacts until government have obviously published their regulations on carbon offsets, carbon budgets, and all the other incentives, because they put the carbon tax in place. And that's a big impact on the sector. So we're imploring government to resolve those uncertainties about long-term electricity pricing, long-term carbon taxes, etc., so that we have much greater certainty so we can do the planning that's necessary for the industry. Because ultimately, for mining companies, long-term investment decisions are kind of like making it's 20 to 30-year decisions.
Yeah, Roger, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for chatting to us this evening. Roger Baxter is CEO of the Minerals Council of South Africa.